Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Tuesday, the 1st of October. Coming up today, we'll hear from a woman in Herne Bay who's shared her remarkable story after singing helped her to overcome a stammer. We'll also hear from the Gills boss ahead of their League 2 clash with Grimsby Town later. But first, taking a look at our top story today. A Kent hospital has apologised after a patient ended up with maggots in a wound on her foot. 80-year-old Linda Nelson had been admitted to Medway Maritime in Gillingham with kidney failure, ulcerated feet and other symptoms. She spent 7 weeks being treated and is now back home. Her daughter, Amanda Robinson, says people just can't believe what happened.
Everyone I speak to is like, they're like, what? Your mum got what? Maggots. Maggots. I went, maggots in her foot. And they weren't there when she went in. And it's, as you say, they were seen and nothing done. 2024, maggots in hospital. It is unbelievable. They used to wash the floors every day in the hospital. Yeah, but they didn't obviously wash your they didn't wash your foot, Mum, though, did they? Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. But yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy, unbelievable. And I'm gobsmacked. As a family, we're just gobsmacked that that can happen. Do you know what? I just can't get over it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable in this day and age. Apologise to Mum. Apologise to my mum. What harm? The benefits would outweigh the harm. Just write a letter to my mum, a handwritten letter, to say we're sorry. Here's a bunch of flowers, Linda Nelson. We do apologise. You know, we recognise we're at fault. We're trying to change things. Before she went into hospital, she was mobile, looking after her herself. No personal care. She could shower herself. She's a very proud woman, my mother. Every morning she'd go in, have a shower. She could make her own breakfast, lunch and dinner. No, she couldn't go out to the shop, but she could actually function in the house. She'd do the housework. That's right. People take you to the shop. But as you say, in a matter of 7 to 8 weeks, she's now bedbound. So I know she's 80 years of age, but it just seems that they've maybe, I don't know, the hospital contributed to how she's come out.
A letter seen by the Kent Online podcast says, following a review of Linda's wound on her right foot, it was found that there was poor wound care and there were maggots present in the wound. The letter adds, we are truly sorry for what happened and for the distress caused to you and your family. This is not the experience we wish Linda to have, and we want to appropriately support you at this time. An investigation is still ongoing.
Kent Online News.
A man who's accused of murdering a dad of three outside a pub near Faversham says he only wanted to scare off the alleged victim. William Cozier has told a court he armed himself with a knife after spotting Adam Pritchard with a gun during a confrontation at the Queen's Head in Boughton-under-Bleane in March this year. The 34-year-old from Well Lane in Fordwich denies murder and manslaughter. The trial continues. Two drug dealers who stored £28,000 worth of cannabis and cocaine in a tent near Faversham have been jailed. Police searched land near Herne Hill in September 2022. The men, who are 57 and 36, have been locked up for a total of 5 years and 10 months. A man in his 30s has died after being hit by a car on the M2 near Rochester. The coastbound carriageway was closed for around 5 hours yesterday. It's not being treated as suspicious, but police want to hear from witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. As energy prices go up from today, protests have been held across Kent. The regulator's new price cap for October to December has come into force and will add £149 to average household bills. Ofgem's chief executive, Jonathan Brearley, had this to say when the rate was announced in August.
It is not a bubble that's going to go away necessarily. This is not a situation that we can say, well, you know, things will ease and we'll get back to normal. They might. And as I say, it's a fool that predicts what's going to happen to the gas price. But I think a reasonable assumption for all of us is that this may well be here for some time to come.
Rallies have taken place in Dover, Chatham and Canterbury. A man's been taken to hospital after being attacked as he left a pub in Ashford. He suffered broken bones and facial injuries after it happened on Mead Road in the Willsborough part of town on Saturday night. Elsewhere, a search is underway for a suspect after a man was attacked during the Hop Festival in Faversham. He suffered a serious ear injury after it happened near Standard Quay at the end of August, although police have only just released the details. They want to hear from any witnesses. Now, a Kent MP, who used to live in the Middle East, has been reacting as Israel launches a ground operation in southern Lebanon. The military says troops are targeting Hezbollah militants, defying international calls for a ceasefire. Tunbridge MP Tom Tugendhat has been speaking as part of his bid to become the new Conservative leader.
I lived in Lebanon for 2 years in the late 90s, and one of the things I'm struck by is the concern I and many have for Lebanese civilians at this moment. You know, Lebanese Hezbollah has been a vile terrorist organization that has quite literally trafficked children and drugs for many, many years. In fact, it's one of the world's biggest drug dealing networks and is a vile and evil organization. But at the same time, there are many civilians who live in and around these areas, and it's extremely worrying. Now, I support absolutely Israel's right to self-defense, and I'm afraid I don't know the details of these operations. We don't know exactly the targets. And so depending on what Israel's doing, we need to be very clear that they need to be targeting the military targets that we know are in the area, and I'm sure that they'll be working to make sure that they protect their own people from this organization as well. I can't give unqualified support, and I don't think it would be right to. What I'm supporting Israel is the right to self-defense and to protect itself from the rockets that have been fired from positions by Lebanese Hezbollah inside Lebanon. Now, this is a terrorist organization that has effectively taken over a state, and we need to recognize that those rockets have been raining down on schools, on playgroups, on nurseries, on hospitals inside Israel. And would you or I argue that if such things were happening in the UK, we wouldn't take on the targets? You know, we wouldn't stop those rockets falling? Of course we would. We'd do everything we could to protect the British people. And so I respect what Israel is trying to do. And I'm just hoping and praying that Lebanese civilians are protected and are safe.
Kent Online News.
Tunbridge Wells has become the first town in Kent to launch a crackdown on underage vaping. Police will work alongside trading standards, health bosses and community safety teams. The idea is to stop young people getting hold of the devices in local shops. Local Democracy reporter Simon Finlay went along to the launch and spoke to the town's MP.
Mike Martin, why is the LVA important?
I'm delighted to be here at the launch of the local vape action in Tunbridge Wells. And we're in this age where less people are smoking, but more people are vaping, and particularly children and those who shouldn't be vaping, and they're getting access to that through shops and other premises that are offering them vapes when they shouldn't be. And so what local vape action is about making sure that shops know their responsibilities, that they act within the law, and it gives a framework so that less youngsters are going to end up vaping and damaging their health.
Bosses at Margate Leisure Centre say they've made the sad decision to close immediately. It follows what they've described as a challenging summer. The site opened in 2022 and includes an event space and axe throwing. RSPCA bosses in Kent say they're facing a rehoming crisis as their centre in Leybourne is at capacity. Nationally, figures show 42% more animals arrived at the charity than were adopted from them in 2023. There are currently 83 pets at the animal centre near Westmorling. They're now launching their Adoptober campaign. Now, a Kent Olympian has been telling us about his campaign to get walking prescribed on the NHS. Tom Bosworth competed for Team GB in the race walking at Rio and Tokyo and wants to encourage people to get outside and be active. Lucy's been chatting to the 34-year-old from Sevenoaks.
We hear a lot about exercise being good for our mental and physical health. Walking is sort of a really easy, accessible entry point to that. And it's something I try and champion is walking is just as good as anything else. And you should feel that sort of sense of accomplishment when you get in, especially if you've been out in the rain. You might not be enjoying the entire walk, but it's when you're sat on the sofa with a hot chocolate or a warm drink at the end of it, you know, you feel like you've achieved something. And that's massive, as I say, for your mental health as well as your physical health. And it's something I'm really working on at the moment. I'm trying to look to see if we can get walking prescribed within the UK. It's something I'm campaigning for, and I've created something called Walking for Purpose, which is trying to achieve that and help those that perhaps never even considered walking or feel like they can't do any sort of exercise, and using a program I've created hopefully can get people active.
Could you just tell us a little bit about that, Tom? Just explain kind of how you came up with the idea, what you're aiming to do, and the benefits of it.
Yeah, Walking for Purpose is about, you know, there's so many options for people that already do some sort of form of exercise, but there's often barriers to those. And if perhaps you've had a chronic illness, or, you know, you're not confident enough to leave the house, or you just don't know where to go and exercise, this is something I've created where hopefully we can start off at really what would seem minimal to some people, but might seem a really big challenge of just 5, 10, 15 minutes of walking and then increasing a little bit every single day, even just by 1 minute. Because if they do that for 2 weeks, suddenly you've got, if you're starting at 15 minutes, you've got 30 minutes worth of walking, and suddenly 30 minutes of activity every day, your life can change really quite dramatically from such small little improvements. And so that's what I'm trying to do. We're bringing, looking to bring this into the workplace as well as into the healthcare. So hopefully it's something that can have a huge, huge impact. And we're already seeing some amazing results from the pilots that I'm running at the moment.
That's excellent. And have you sort of taken this to any sort of the government or pharmacies or anything to try and get this? I know that, do they prescribe gardening at the moment? Is that one of the things for sort of mental well-being and stuff? Is that something you're hoping to get done?
It's that's just another example of how getting outside can just be good for you in general. You know, we're all glued to screens nowadays, or there's often people who, as I say, don't feel comfortable or confident to go outside for whatever reason that might be. And hopefully various routes like this are going to change it. Ultimately, I want to sort of create a workplace movement minimum standard as well, and take that to the government. But yeah, I would love to see Walking for Purpose as a prescribed walking program for you within the NHS and GPs.
He's also encouraging people to get out and find new routes in their local area.
Kent Online News.
Plans for an 1800 home village off the A2 near Canterbury could face a delay following the discovery of a rare fungus. The Candelabra coral is normally found in North America, but has been confirmed in South Blean Woods close to the Winterbourne Fields development site. Campaigners say it proves the site isn't suitable for the development. There are calls for fees at a Sheppey car park to be cut amid claims it's being underused. Almost £69,000 was spent resurfacing the 48-space facility on Marine Parade in Sheerness 6 months ago, but residents think the £1.40 an hour is too much, and figures show it's being used an average of 11 times a day. Council say the pricing is consistent with other facilities in the area. A woman from Herne Bay has been telling the Kent Online podcast how singing has helped her overcome her stammer. Lucy Holness has had a speech impairment for her whole life and is now taking part in therapy with the Maguire program. This is a short recording from her very first session.
Can you tell me your full name, please? You see, wholeness.
The 24-year-old has since made a lot of progress and wants to raise awareness of what it's like to live with a stammer. She says her love for performing arts has also helped her journey.
In primary school, I was very self-conscious about it, and obviously I had to tackle some children who were pretty brutal about it. And so, like, I would always help on shows, however not partake in shows. I was always either the one to do the hair or help the production, but not on stage. And then in high school, I think I helped in the production aspect in year 7 and year 8. And then year 10, I was having a chat with the head of drama. And she just said to me, "Lucy, there is zero judgment. Just shine like you normally do. Just head up on that stage." And so I done my first show then. I can't remember what it was. I think it was Alice in Wonderland. I only had a tiny speaking role. However, that was like that first step of, right, okay, I've said one line. And then I took part in a musical the next year as when I sing, it completely stops. However, you hear that a lot with stammerers. When they talk, zero chance. When they sing, fluent. As you're using another part of your brain. And I also think it's to do with the fact of they all flow, the words, as it's not you're just talking, it's in tune, it's a song.
Lucy is urging people to be more patient with those who might be struggling.
Kent Online News.
The King has sent a message to people in Sevenoaks congratulating them for saving an area of woodland. More than £100,000 was raised in just 23 days to buy Longspring Woods and keep it for future generations. The 400-year-old site covers 14 acres and overlooks the town. Paul O'Grady's home in Kent has gone on the market for £3.5 million. The TV presenter passed away in March last year at the age of 67. Knoll Hill House in Aldington near Ashford sits in 20 acres and used to be owned by the comedian Vic Reeves. As we head into spooky season, Kent Online's been hearing from a Sittingbourne man who's turning his house into a scary Halloween attraction. Robert Amy is transforming his home in the Finches to raise money for charity. He's been chatting to reporter Joe Crossley.
Started off as a pet project, just a sort of a hobby interest, and it's grown out of control, is probably the honest answer, a little bit obsessive. We've been running a haunted house event where we build this building on our front yard and have people come through to raise money for, this will be the third time we've run it. So it was 2 years, we did 21 and 22, had 23 off, and now we're back for a final year in 24. So but it's good fun. We're raising money for Kent Kent Autistic Trust. Sure. So that this year, so all funds, everything raised will go to them. So there is a GoFundMe page as well. So,
and what's the reason for donating to that specific charity?
Well, it's autism in our family. I'm autistic. My two daughters and son are all autistic. So it's something we've got quite a personal relationship with. So it's part of our day to day existence. So it's just nice because there's a lot of families out there that struggle with it much more than we do. In finding, it's very difficult to get the help you need and the support you need and everything like that, and to learn to understand yourself and accept yourself in that sort of way. And it's a very positive thing, actually, autism. It's not a condition you need to be afraid of. It's just a difference. That's all it is.
Sure. And talk to me a little bit about the house itself.
Okay. Yeah, that takes about a month to build. I normally keep all these panels and everything stored in a garage. It takes up a whole garage, and then I have to get a removal firm to unload it, deliver it all to my front garden, and then we start construction at the beginning of September, because it takes a month to get it all together. The main construction will take a week, 10 days maybe, but the internal stuff, the dressing, the weathering, the effects, all different lights and folks and fog effects, electronics and stuff like that, all of that takes a bit of time to get right. So it'll be ready for our opening on the 11th of October, but it's a little way off still yet.
What should people expect?
Jump scares and fun. Screams and laughter. Normally the screams first, then the laughter comes second, but we almost always get the laughter afterwards, and it's lovely to hear because people just enjoy it. Everyone likes a bit of a thrill and a bit of excitement and that. And there is a few noise makers, some jump scares, a couple of light effects, some fog effects. And what have you. I won't give anything away, obviously, but you know, we will hopefully try and scare you a little bit, but all the jump scares generally generate first a scream and immediately afterwards a lot of laughter, and that's what makes it worthwhile to us. So it's just lovely to hear people having so much fun with it, and we do raise a good amount for our chosen charities.
You can see pictures of the site over on our website. And a new light show premieres at Rochester Cathedral tonight. The show by Lux Morales is themed around medieval England, and we'll see huge projections on the historic building's walls. It's the fourth time the company has brought its artwork to the town, and it runs until Saturday.
Kent Online Sports.
Football now, and top of the table Gillingham will be hoping to keep their unbeaten home streak alive tonight. They welcome Grimsby Town to Priestfield for their latest League Two clash. It follows a 2-0 win over Barrow at the weekend. Speaking after Saturday's match, Gill's manager Mark Bonner said he'll do his best to manage the quick turnaround.
In the end, it's more about us, like what do we look like, what do we want to be. The player's responsibility is to be a top professional, use tonight well, use tomorrow well, be ready to come in Monday. We can't do a lot on the grass, we can do a bit in here. We'll give them as much information as we feel they need on the opposition, but we have to get ourselves right as well. So we'll try and use that turnaround the best way we can. We'll work on it tomorrow, we'll give them the information they need on Monday, and hope that when we turn up Tuesday we're at a really good level and able to get another result. I think if you're honest, English football would be better with less games. Definitely the standard would be better because players would be fresher and you'd have more time to prepare and practice and actually improving on the things you need to improve on. But it's irrelevant, really. We just have to deal with the fixtures as they come. We have to get good at winning Tuesday games because in the end, if we're going to be a successful team, we need a lot of positive results. So, crack on, get ready for it and give them what they need Monday and hope that they use their time well to be ready.
Kickoff is at 7:45. Staying with football, and there'll be an all-Kent tie in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. Maidstone United have been drawn against Ebbsfleet after National League teams entered the competition at this stage. Tunbridge Angels will travel to Cray Wanderers and Margate will host Golston if they win their replay with Horsham. And in cricket, Kent have signed a new player after their season came to a disappointing end. Chris Benjamin will be joining from Warwickshire on a contract that'll run until at least 2027. Kent have been relegated from Division 1 in the county championship and will also be getting a new manager. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.